Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
Welcome back. That's The Who bringing us back from the rock opera Tommy. The title song there. Very good album, by the way, if you haven't heard it. I'm sure the rock opera is good, although I haven't seen it. Welcome back to 7 to the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King, one of our favorite Brain Trust members. She is the president of ProfitabilityRevolution.com. I hope you check that out. And all of her books, folks, are so outstanding. The Ugly Truth About Managing People, The Ugly Truth About Small Business, The Courage to Be Profitable. Should be laying on your desk, dog-eared, and with sticky notes coming out of it, just like mine is. And the new book, Ruth, tell us about it.
It's called The Ugly Truth About Cash.
Coming out probably
this fall. And you get to debut it.
Yeah.
I promise you that. You'll be the first.
We're going to launch it on the show, so folks, look for that. And folks, go to ProfitabilityRevolution.com and check out the videos. There's something under a million of them there, and I promise you you'll thank me later for that. Hey Ruth, I want you to do something for us. And folks, Ruth was married to Robert Joseph Walters for 33 years. They met in Atlanta, and we lost Bob in February. And I've asked Ruth to tell us a little about Bob. Let's celebrate Bob. Ruth, how'd you guys meet?
Oh, it's really a funny story, and you'll love the story. Everybody will love the story. I was on the radio when Ring Radio, before CNN bought it, I was doing a story, an interview with Chip Wood on how to start your business. And I was doing the interview, and Bob happened to be listening to it. driving to the bank. So he wrote down my phone number and called me later that afternoon.
He stalked me.
And I got, he called me on the phone, hung up, made an appointment to see each other because he had a project that he wanted me to work on with him. And I got this really cool feeling. And I thought, okay, I wonder what's going to happen as a result of this. 35 years later, whatever.
Wow.
But anyway, so there was a project that I actually worked on with him, and we were business partners before we were ever romantically involved. And we created some really, really cool stuff together, and he was the first one to put video on cell phones.
Wow.
And everybody said we couldn't do it, and he did it. And I remember him doing it because I was pissed. my daughter was in the band in high school, and I love my daughter dearly. I hate high school football. I'm sorry. I just do. And so the U.S. Open tennis tournament was on, and I'm a tennis player, and so I was complaining that I couldn't be home watching the U.S. Open, and Bob was already watching all these kids on their cell phone, and we had already done dial-up type streaming transmissions for desktops and stuff like that. And he looked at the phones, and he looked at me, and he goes, "I got it." And then Monday he figured out how to actually put what we were doing on cell phones.
And
nobody believed it. Everybody said that we were faking it and nothing was outlined. So VCs didn't believe it. So we ended up into a reverse merger into a public corporation, a shell corporation. And they grew it, sold it, done, finished and all that sort of fun stuff. And then, he's been a geek and a computer guy his entire life.
But you guys were married for 33 years.
We were married for 33 years, yeah. He was responsible for all the technology
egghead behind all your stuff over there, which I've been to, been to your studios and everything many times, and for you to grow into the Profitability Revolution organization you have now.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, we were streaming in 1998. When it was the bleeding edge, not even the cutting edge at that point. I mean, technology. I mean, what were you using in 1999? Real networks or something like that?
Probably, yeah. But soon after that, I went over to my own, I went over to my own proprietary stuff. See, I was simulcasting in January of '98. Who else has been doing that long?
Yeah, I mean, and I've been writing contractors since
absolutely
99. So you got a year on me on that.
I didn't mean to say. I'm just saying. But you guys were. No, I agree with you. You guys were ahead of the thing. I wouldn't try to top you there. But you're right. Real networks was the early on, and of course back then everything was dial up pretty much.
Right, and we were streaming lip synced over dial up in 1998.
What do you want people to know about Bob?
He was great. He was absolutely a genius in inventing things, but he was way before his time in terms of some of the things happening before they were ready. Market was ready to accept it.
And lost him much.
I loved him dearly.
At 75, and
thank you for doing this.
Well,
I appreciate it.
My pleasure. He left us a great lady, ladies and gentlemen. We wouldn't want to even think about doing without Ruth King over here. Hey, Ruth, keep up the good work and come back soon.
I will do it. I appreciate you having me. You have a great day.
We love you. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.